Istruzione per la prova di ascolto, primo anno. Siete in sede di esame, quindi assicuratevi che i vostri cellulari siano spenti e non in vista. Siete pregati di scrivere il vostro nome e cognome su ogni foglio che vi sarà consegnato. Le risposte vanno scritte sullo stesso foglio delle domande negli appositi spazi. Il foglio protocollo va usato solo per gli appunti. Questo foglio va riconsegnato alla fine dell'esame, ma non verrà considerato nella valutazione dei compiti. Dovete scrivere solo con la penna blu o nera. È vietato l'uso del bianchetto. È vietata ogni comunicazione tra i candidati. Per qualsiasi problema rivolgetevi al personale docente. La prova del primo anno ha due parti. La prima è una serie di 5 domande a risposta libera. La seconda parte è una serie di 5 domande a risposta vero o falso.
Potete prendere visione del foglio delle domande sin dall'inizio dell'esame.
Avete 4 minuti dopo ogni ascolto per considerare e rispondere alle domande. Qualsiasi problema di ascolto o tecnico va segnalato in questo momento.
LATS Simulation Listening Exam 3, Level B1, Spring 2010. Professor Peter Cullen. Text. Listen to the following paper by Edward Tsai about doing global business with China. From SNB, February 2010. Only 30 years after it began to open and liberalize its economy, China offers its consumers an extraordinary range of brands and products that no other country, even the wealthy consumer markets of Japan, Europe, and the United States, can match. In any convenience store in Shanghai or Dalian, you can find Western beverages such as Coke, Pepsi, and Schweppes, Japanese soft drinks made by Suntory, Kirin, and Sapporo, Taiwanese flavors under the Uni-President label, Hong Kong brands such as Vitasoy, and local teas, coffees, soy milks, and fruit drinks. Chinese companies make their own versions of every international flavor, and many flavors that are not produced elsewhere. Outside, on the newsstands, are Chinese magazines and Chinese editions of such familiar global titles as Cosmopolitan, Vogue, and Elle. Driving on the streets are locally manufactured vehicles from almost every global car maker, General Motors and Ford, Toyota and Honda, Volkswagen and its subsidiary Audi, BMW and Mercedes, Citroën and Hyundai, plus a host of local auto brands, including Chery, Geely, Brilliance, and Great Wall Motor. Step inside a department store and you will see a similar abundance of labels and choices. For most of the local patrons in cities such as Shenyang, Wuhan, and Changsha, this is a remarkable change from the sparsely stocked, dour shops that they patronized just a decade ago. The shift in population from predominantly rural to predominantly urban is having an impact on almost every aspect of Chinese life. Millions of people are being lifted from poverty, probably far more in the next few years than in the past few decades. Since the start of the 1990s, annual retail sales in China have increased more than 15-fold, from around 100 billion U.S. dollars to more than 1.6 trillion by the end of 2008. The 2008 figure is about one-third of the retail sales in the United States during the same year. The Chinese middle class, although new, will not be a short-lived phenomenon. It is here to stay.
You now have 4 minutes to consider and answer the questions on your question paper. You will then listen to the text a second time.
LATS Simulation Listening Exam 3, Level B1, Spring 2010. Professor Peter Cullen. Text. Listen to the following paper by Edward Tse about doing global business with China. From SNB, February 2010. Only 30 years after it began to open and liberalize its economy, China offers its consumers an extraordinary range of brands and products that no other country, even the wealthy consumer markets of Japan, Europe, and the United States, can match. In any convenience store in Shanghai or Dalian, you can find Western beverages such as Coke, Pepsi, and Schweppes, Japanese soft drinks made by Suntory, Kirin, and Sapporo, Taiwanese flavors under the Uni-President label, Hong Kong brands such as Vitasoy, and local teas, coffees, soy milks, and fruit drinks. Chinese companies make their own versions of every international flavor, and many flavors that are not produced elsewhere. Outside, on the newsstands, are Chinese magazines and Chinese editions of such familiar global titles as Cosmopolitan, Vogue, and Elle. Driving on the streets are locally manufactured vehicles from almost every global car maker, General Motors and Ford, Toyota and Honda, Volkswagen and its subsidiary Audi, BMW and Mercedes, Citroën and Hyundai, plus a host of local auto brands, including Chery, Geely, Brilliance, and Great Wall Motor. Step inside a department store and you will see a similar abundance of labels and choices. For most of the local patrons in cities such as Shenyang, Wuhan, and Changsha, this is a remarkable change from the sparsely stocked, dour shops that they patronized just a decade ago. The shift in population from predominantly rural to predominantly urban is having an impact on almost every aspect of Chinese life. Millions of people are being lifted from poverty, probably far more in the next few years than in the past few decades. Since the start of the 1990s, annual retail sales in China have increased more than 15-fold, from around 100 billion U.S. dollars to more than 1.6 trillion by the end of 2008. The 2008 figure is about one-third of the retail sales in the United States during the same year. The Chinese middle class, although new, will not be a short-lived phenomenon. It is here to stay.
You now have 4 minutes to consider and answer the questions on your question paper. You will then listen to the text one last time.
LATS Simulation Listening Exam 3, Level B1, Spring 2010. Professor Peter Cullen. Text. Listen to the following paper by Edward Tsai about doing global business with China. From SNB, February 2010. Only 30 years after it began to open and liberalize its economy, China offers its consumers an extraordinary range of brands and products that no other country, even the wealthy consumer markets of Japan, Europe, and the United States, can match. In any convenience store in Shanghai or Dalian, you can find Western beverages such as Coke, Pepsi, and Schweppes, Japanese soft drinks made by Suntory, Kirin, and Sapporo, Taiwanese flavors under the Uni-President label, Hong Kong brands such as Vitasoy, and local teas, coffees, soy milks, and fruit drinks. Chinese companies make their own versions of every international flavor, and many flavors that are not produced elsewhere. Outside, on the newsstands, are Chinese magazines and Chinese editions of such familiar global titles as Cosmopolitan, Vogue, and Elle. Driving on the streets are locally manufactured vehicles from almost every global car maker, General Motors and Ford, Toyota and Honda, Volkswagen and its subsidiary Audi, BMW and Mercedes, Citroën and Hyundai, plus a host of local auto brands, including Chery, Geely, Brilliance, and Great Wall Motor. Step inside a department store and you will see a similar abundance of labels and choices. For most of the local patrons in cities such as Shenyang, Wuhan, and Changsha, this is a remarkable change from the sparsely stocked, dour shops that they patronized just a decade ago. The shift in population from predominantly rural to predominantly urban is having an impact on almost every aspect of Chinese life. Millions of people are being lifted from poverty, probably far more in the next few years than in the past few decades. Since the start of the 1990s, annual retail sales in China have increased more than 15-fold, from around $100 billion to more than $1.6 trillion by the end of 2008. The 2008 figure is about one-third of the retail sales in the United States during the same year. The Chinese middle class, although new, will not be a short-lived phenomenon. It is here to stay.
You now have 4 minutes to finish answering the questions on your question paper. That is the end of the listening test. Please stop writing, put down your pens, and hand in your papers immediately. Thank you.